Well, almost as soon as Parliament called for it, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was quick to rule out a referendum to change Section 44 of the Constitution. Yesterday, the Joint Standing Committee on Electoral Matters recommended Section 44, which disqualifies politicians from sitting in Parliament if they hold dual citizenship, be repealed or amended so Parliament can determine how it should work. So far, the provision has forced 15 parliamentarians to step down and has led to a series of by-elections. But it remains in place, and any government will face an uphill battle to convince Australians to support a referendum, with public opinion mostly opposed to change. With that in mind, Executive Director of the New Democracy Foundation, Ian Walker, is trying to find out what the public might support to resolve the problem.
There probably isn't a great deal of public sympathy for MPs who, I think the sentiment is, just get your paperwork right. And what we do is really geared towards, well, it's the difference between an opinion poll and a criminal jury trial. If you or I were arrested, we wouldn't clamour for a quick opinion poll to decide if we were guilty. We'd want people to consider evidence. And we look at this issue the same way, that people's first reaction in the next 5-10 seconds and their considered view, if you read the materials in a few months, would be different.
By taking a random group of people and exposing them to the topic in detail, the New Democracy Foundation hopes to come up with recommendations the broader public might endorse.
And in essence, it's an exercise in fully exploring the topic. So these people would meet 5 or 6 times, you know, spend 40 or 50 hours on it across 3 months, and then see if they can find some common ground. Now, what that practically means for a referendum process, think of going to vote in the referendum and instead of having really simplified advertising, that effectively the How to Vote card was written by a group of citizens just like us.
Without this level of community involvement, referendum attempts might falter. Lecturer in law at Murdoch University, Lorraine Finlay, says she doubts the public will support the committee's recommendations.
They're effectively asking the Australian people to put our faith in the very politicians who got us into this mess in the first place. So saying we should repeal Section 44 and leave it up to Parliament to decide what disqualification should apply is something that Australian people will probably feel little enthusiasm for.
Ms. Finlay says while the application of Section 44 can be complicated, all of the cases so far were quite straightforward.
But I do think it's worth noting that every single example we've seen so far of a parliamentarian who's been disqualified or forced to resign, there were circumstances in their backgrounds that should have made it quite clear to them that at the very least they needed to do further investigation. And in all of the cases that have actually come up so far, there really haven't been those complexities that have arisen. And so it would have been a relatively simple matter for those parliamentarians to actually renounce their dual citizenship.
She says the High Court has made an exemption from disqualification where countries make it impossible to renounce citizenship.
It's not the case that in countries where they make it impossible, or indeed you're not allowed to renounce citizenship, that you would be excluded from Parliament. So I know that the committee and a lot of experts at the moment are talking about people being excluded from the democratic process in Australia. That's actually not the case. What Section 44 says is that you have to make a choice. If you want to sit in the Australian Parliament and make decisions on a daily basis that affect our national interests, whether you're going to demonstrate and make a clear statement that you have an undivided loyalty to Australia.
Many of the submissions to the inquiry expressed little sympathy for the politicians caught up in the saga. Some of the arguments put forward included high penalties for sitting while ineligible, back payment of salaries, and somehow taking back the votes made in Parliament by ineligible members. Ian Walker says views like these are typical of normal consultation processes.
I don't think you ever get a representative sample of people offering comment to government. If a government announces an initiative, you know, government will announce I'm giving everyone a free chocolate bar and ask for comment, you don't hear from people who are happy with the chocolate bar. You hear from those who are incensed. Narrowly held special interests tend to get a disproportionate say.
Another outstanding issue is the broad disqualification for receiving money from the Commonwealth government.
The High Court has actually said not only do you need to be qualified at the time of nomination, but to actually remain, for example, in the Senate in one of the unelected positions in case of a potential recount down the track, you actually need to remain qualified for the entirety of the 6-year Senate term, which means, for example, well, do I go back to my stable employment or Do I stay out of my job because of the potential that a recount might be needed down the track and I might get into Parliament?
It's a lecturer in law at Murdoch University, Lorraine Finlay, ending that story.